Right, this is day 190-ish on the road on Cycle Instead Project, Thailand to Scotland. And currently I'm in Bavaria in southern Germany, and it's autumn and it's really cold at night and in the morning, and then it's been beautiful weather in the daytime constantly for about 3 weeks, so touch wood that it'll remain to be like that. Today I'm cycling from Sigmaringen to a place called Donaueschingen, and that is the source of the Danube. It's a town on the source of the Danube, and I have been cycling along the Danube for over 1,500 kilometres. So that's a bit of an occasion to have almost cycled the entirety of this huge river. I'm heading today along the Eurovelo 6, which is technically a cycle path. It's a route, it's a cycle route, but almost all of it in Germany has been on cycle paths. It's complete and utter heaven, it really is. No cars to negotiate, only other cyclists and walkers, and of course everyone's very friendly, and it's stunning. Cycling, well, above me are just trees, what I call tunnelers, just like trees forming a tunnel. I'm cycling through, and the path is covered in yellow and brown leaves. It's, oh, the sun is shining on these trees in front. It's absolutely stunning. The Danube's become really thin, narrow, and the flow is very, very shallow compared to what it was like way back in Bulgaria, where it was near its mouth. Now, it's I can see the bottom. It's not flowing very fast, and it is quite narrow. And today I'll be cycling to a place called Tuttlingen, where apparently the Danube disappears under the ground. It's called the Versinken, which means like sinking hole, and the Danube disappears under the ground for I think 12 kilometres and then pops back up again, and it's supposed to be one of a sort of a worldwide phenomenon. So that's pretty exciting. I'm really looking forward to that, actually. Right, one-handed going downhill on some gravel right now. It's quite difficult. And then I'm going to head over to the Rhine and follow the Rhine all the way up to... It goes from Switzerland to the Hook of Holland, which is exactly where I need to go to get the ferry in 3 weeks tomorrow. So everything is coming to a close, and lots of mixed emotions about that. It is getting very cold and everything's very damp in the mornings. It's really difficult to keep going, and my body's definitely feeling the 6 months and 1 week of cycling. I've got a really bad back and shoulders, and knees are sore. Generally finding it quite difficult to become motivated, to get motivated every day. And I just need to, it's just taking so much focus and mental strength really just to keep going every day. And I've camped now every night since Bulgaria, so, well, that's over a month ago. It's just, yeah, cold and damp. It's pretty difficult to get on the bike. But now, I mean, it was cold, really freezing when I left, and it was a thick fog. And now it's blue skies and it's absolutely stunning. Here's me come to a little bridge. I'm crossing over the Danube again for the second time today already. And wow, it's not even moving. Still, the reflection's incredible. I think I'm going to stop and take a photo. Anyway, so tomorrow I'm going to pop into France, actually. Go into France and then follow the Rhine on the French side up until cut back into Germany. So, see how that goes. Okay, cheers.